Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle gave what he described as a major policy speech today, proposing ways to speed up economic recovery and sustain growth. Part of that speech was a sharp attack on the 10-year, $1.35 trillion tax cut that President Bush pushed through Congress last year. But Senator Daschle did not suggest the tax cut be rolled back. NPR's David Wellner has that story.
With his speech at the Bipartisan Center for National Policy near the Capitol, Daschle seized the political initiative in what promises to be a highly political midterm election year. And he did nothing to quell speculation that he'd like President Bush's job. Looking presidential, Daschle read from a teleprompter, flanked by five American flags, before a phalanx of national TV cameras. But he was also careful to count himself among the great majority of Americans who applaud how the president has battled terrorism.
President Bush and his national security team are doing a superb job. They've united our nation and virtually the entire world in the defense of freedom and civilization. And they deserve our support and our praise.
But Daschle said when it comes to the country's economic battle, the news has not been so good, and he was quick to point a finger of blame.
Unfortunately, last spring, Republicans chose exactly the wrong solution. They made a huge tax cut their number one priority, ahead of everything else, and discarded the framework of fiscal responsibility.
That has led, he said, to recent predictions from the Bush administration that the federal government will be running deficits for the next several years. Daschle acknowledged the September attacks had hurt the economy, but he maintained they're not the main reason for budget shortfalls.
In May, the Congressional Budget Office reported a 10-year budget surplus of $5.6 trillion. By the end of the year, $3.7 trillion of that was gone. Nearly half of that was a direct result of the tax cut. The tax cut was by far the largest factor.
And even though it's only begun to be phased in, Daschle said the tax cut makes it difficult for the nation to battle both terrorism and the recession.
The tax cut has taken away our flexibility and left us with only two choices, both of them bad. We can shortchange critical needs such as homeland defense, or we can raid the Social Security surplus and even run deficits to pay for those critical needs.
But Daschle stopped short of demanding that the tax cut that a dozen Democratic senators voted for be repealed. Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley says Daschle does not want to be accused of calling for a tax increase.
I think he is aware of the economics of tax increases beyond political reality that people don't like it, and he's going to leave things alone. And maybe take the advantage of blaming Republicans but not having a position of his own for tax increases.
Instead, Daschle said he and his fellow Democrats are for tax cuts, but the right kind of tax cuts. He proposed a new job creation tax credit for the economic stimulus bill he says is still needed.
It says simply that if you increase your payroll, if you hire new people, restore hours that have been cut, or give your workers a raise, you'll be reimbursed for all of the extra payroll tax.
Daschle also called for boosting tax credits for new business investment for 40% for 6 months, saying it would give the economy a shot in the arm like 0% financing did for the auto industry this past fall. And he called for increased spending for homeland defense, research, and education. Stephen Moore of the Conservative Club for Growth says Daschle's proposals don't take economic reality into account.
That's why I think Daschle is being a little bit hypocritical when he says, well, we really have to worry about the budget deficit. Well, look, where have you been over the last 9 months? If you were so concerned about the budget deficit, why did you let federal spending go up by more than any time in 30 years?
Democrats say that spending was approved by Republicans as well. And while some Democrats are already calling for a repeal of at least part of the tax cut, an aide to Daschle said that's a debate the majority leader would rather have another day. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.